Well, no, because first of all, no priest should feel in the least self-conscious about it, because it's not for him as an individual. It's because of the tremendous honor that has been given him of representing our Lord Jesus Christ as priest. But then the origin of that custom, well, may very well have come from the traditional Latin Mass, because there is the custom in that Mass, the Mass of the Ages that has been with us since the 4th century, for the acolytes of the Mass to actually kiss the priest's hand at several different moments.
Right.
Not because, again, of who he is as an individual,
right,
but because he represents our Lord Jesus Christ during the Holy Sacrifice.
And this is, to me, this is one of the things that, you know, you mentioned history, and the Catholics have to be proud to be Catholic again. This is when I go and blessed with the opportunity to talk to a group, especially a group of men. One of the things I encourage them, Father, is to tell them, get used to saying the C word publicly. It's okay.
Very good.
Well, don't run around and call yourself a Christian, even though you are. That term would have been pretty much not used or implemented at the time that we're talking about, during the monastic, during the age of the rise of the monasteries. They would have called themselves what St. Augustine called himself, which was Catholica, a Catholic. Be proud of that heritage. And that doesn't mean anything other than we've humbled ourselves and are saying to anyone that we are blessed to have contact with, that there is a universal faith, a universal, loving, omnipotent God who gave us that faith, and he gave us a place to practice it, and he gave us an institution to help us understand how to practice it and to defend it. So I think that's how we proceed, and then when we start learning the history from great books like yours, I think all these things fall into place. There's no reason for us not to be proud of our Catholic heritage, is there?
Well said, Mike. Well said. And to add to that, there is no other religion in all of history that can give as proof of its authenticity and its grandeur a civilization like the one we produced in the 12th century.
Mm. Yeah, it is. It's quite an accomplishment. Father William Slattery's book is called "Heroism and Genius: How Catholic Priests Help Build and Can't Help Rebuild Western Civilization." And you can find it in my store at mikechurch.com/shop today. Father, let's go back to the beginning of your book. You lay out one of the better defenses that I've seen recently here, of laying the case out that, look, no one that's in the priesthood denies the fact that they are a bad priest, just like no one in the priesthood denies the fact that there are bad parishioners and that there are people out there that sin. What we deny is that you cannot paint with the broad brush and indict an entire vocation, which is the priesthood, and say and try and undermine it simply by the bad actions of a few. I think you start there in the book, and you go from there, correct?
That's right, yes, to get that out of the way, so to speak.
And then again, we go into the forefathers of Western culture. We all know about Augustine.